Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Fans Radio. Don't be a punk. Be a spunk.
Hey everyone, are you in Sydney on the 2nd or 3rd of Feb? Then why not come see us at the Chippendale Hotel? It'll be this show on the Thursday, and on the Friday, we're teaming up with Film Feuds. And this time, we're bringing our good friend Adam. Tickets are available in the show notes, seating is very limited, so get in while you can. Now, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, how many crimes does the Agent Cody Banks program commit?
Well, first we should separate it into kinds of crimes.
First we should say who we're with.
I guess.
So today we've been joined by the Weekly Muniz boys, Duncan and Hayden.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello.
Frankie Muniz experts and Agent Cody Banks aficionados.
Yeah, we're massive fans of Frankie Muniz and we watch Agent Cody Banks religiously.
Yeah, that's what the Weekly Muniz is about.
Yeah.
That's the core principles right there.
Yeah, it's just we watch, we review his life in general. And aim of the episode, aim of the series, I guess, is to get an interview with him.
Yeah, so Frankie Muniz, by the way, is the star of of Agent Cody Banks and Malcolm in the Middle.
They know.
And we talk about different parts of his career and review movies he's been in. And
we think he knows we exist, so
that's pretty exciting.
There we go. Mm-hmm. That's very exciting.
90% sure.
So we brought them in because Jackson and I have had beef with Agent Cody Banks for a while. Because
there's a lot going on that makes it for a very unprofessional spy.
Yeah.
I remember there's that one sequence in the first one where he has to talk to a girl and they get like six different people to help him like get his
flirt with Natalie Connors.
Yeah,
but like it's like one's like an army jet. Like what? That's not the right people for the job.
Yeah, I remember in that they have the scientist build a sexy hologram for him to practice on talking to.
He's like 14, so that should be a legal strength off the bat.
I mean, he's 16, but
no, he's 16 in the second one. You doofus.
No, he's 16 14. In the first one.
No, he's not because
hey, you're 14. No, he's like, no, I'm 16.
No, that's in the second one when he gets off the plane and he talks to Derek, the handler, and he goes, "Hey, you look really tall for a 10-year-old or something." He's like, "I'm 16."
It so, all okay. happens in the same year.
No, it doesn't happen in the same year.
He doesn't go to London in the same year as he wants those people in the mountain.
Yeah.
That's too many places for one person.
He's definitely 16 in the first one.
No, he's not. He's 14.
Isn't it sad that 14. In the first one he has like this handler that he gets really close to, like they become really good friends, and then in the second one she's just nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Also, he gets a girlfriend, and he just never talks about her ever.
What happened in between Agent Cody Banks 1 and Agent Cody Banks 2
to couldn't change get the same things so drastically? Yeah.
Probably couldn't afford
a lot of crimes. She's probably got in jail. Both of them.
She kills someone at the end of the first movie. Oh.
No, didn't she?
In the course of spying.
She's not a spy, though. Well, no, she's just a person.
Oh, wait. Hilary Duff kills a person.
Yeah. She shoves an ice cube full of nanobots down a guy's throat and he eats him from the inside out. So she's probably just recovering from that.
Yeah.
That's a prisonable.
She's probably just in a padded cell somewhere.
Yeah. She's probably in like a psych ward. She's probably scarred from that.
Does that count as like a war crime?
That's some kind of... Yeah.
That's cruel and unusual. Yeah, like how painful that be.
A civilian shouldn't be like
shoving ice cubes of nanobots down someone's throat.
Like if I'm friends with a police officer and I shoot a guy.
They're not like, are you mates with this guy?
And you'd be like, yeah. He's like, oh, that's all right, because that makes you a cop by proxy.
Although, if it's like one of the most wanted men in America, maybe.
Yeah, like if you kill,
maybe get some
like,
leeway.
Yeah, but she didn't know that at the time.
Back in the day, they'd let you get away with it.
She didn't know that at the time, though. She didn't think she could get away with it. She just did it because she felt
it's
like
it's a crime of passion.
She didn't like him, so she just killed him.
But
so,
he'd kidnapped her. You could claim self-defense. In a court of law...
Oh, yeah, it's self-defense.
You could claim self-defense. To some degree.
I suppose so. I mean,
Cody
kills countless
though.
People in that sequence alone, so I think it's kind
of
overshadowed.
He's a secret agent, though. He applied for a thing in a newspaper or something.
Yeah, it was the back of a comic book. So I guess the entire premise of Agent Cody Banks starts off being illegal. Like,
Yeah, because that's the get-go. Child soldiers are illegal, right? That's a war crime.
Well, child soldiers are, but are child spies...
They're pretty much child soldiers.
He kills many people. So, no, same difference.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat. Like, I mean, we don't even see that. He's just like, yeah, I applied for a spy agency in a comic book.
Yeah, he already is a spy. He has already been to spy training.
Yeah. Spy training itself also seems very illegal because, like, they hide it from the parents. Yeah. So there's clearly no written consent. Which...
Oh, man. But it's so dumb, though. I hate... Because in the second one, they go to Camp Woody, which is the guys for the spy camp. And then, like, they sing a big... They have Parents' Day. And then they sing this massive song about how they're a secret agent, like agency spying thing. And it's just the worst. It's just horrible.
Hiding in plain sight. It's the best disguise.
Yeah. Like, literally just tell your parents that you're a secret agent.
But in song form. So that if they're like driving home and singing the song to themselves, they're like, wait a second. Hold the phone.
Yeah.
That entire, I mean, that's a crime, surely. That, like a secret camp that you've hid from your parents. Anything where you're like, hey, kids, don't tell your parents.
Yeah, I guess it goes
is a crime.
Because you need some kind of consent to send your kids to summer camp, right?
Yeah.
And that probably wouldn't be in the contract.
No, I'm sure that the contract to send the kids to summer camp was like a completely different...
What if it is, though? The parents never read that thing anyway.
Yeah, they don't read the fine print. It's probably the fine print. Actually,
this is a secret camp for spies. Gotcha.
That's all the form says, and it's in pretty big font.
It's just like half a page.
I'll sign it.
Gotcha's written in red. Well, yeah, because like that would... But like that would, I guess, make kind of sense.
What?
Because I don't know why they wouldn't just be like, it's an army training camp. Like, who cares? Like,
I don't know why they're not... Well... Because if Agent Cody Banks comes home and he's like, hey, Mom and Dad, I'm going to an army training camp. They're like,
over summer.
Why? We didn't know about this. And they're like, yeah, that's just where I want to go. And then they're like, where do you go at night? You're just asking for trouble.
I mean you can send your kids to like Air Force cadets.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of thing.
But that's often your choice, not the kids.
Yeah.
But I mean like what if the kids go to Air Force cadets and they're just like flying planes and like bombing small villages and stuff?
Yeah, that's true. Like, I mean you never know really what's happening.
The parents they don't specifically say no to that sort of thing in the fine print.
They assume there'll be no war crimes when they send kids to camp.
But Agent Cody Banks has taught us at least one thing where it's like, don't always suspect no war crimes because sometimes there's war crimes.
Yeah.
But also, adults read comic books. Like, if I bought a comic book, which I do occasionally, only for this podcast, would never read it outside of this, I promise.
Yep.
And I flipped to the back, and there was an ad being like, are you a child? Do you want to be an agent, Cody Banks?
You'd probably be like, nah, that's obviously a joke or something.
Yeah, it's like the X-ray specs or something like that.
Cody Banks is like, I didn't think that was a legit thing.
Which is funny,
maybe
because that means
that. Maybe I'm making that up.
if he doesn't want it, that makes it even funnier. They're like, you're a spy. Oh, I just thought it was a goof. Dang.
Well, what do you think? If you apply for something thinking it's a goof, like if you see a fake ad and then you apply for it, what do you...
I just want those cool X-ray glasses that don't actually work.
A similar thing happened to me a little while ago.
Are you a secret agent?
I was at Knox City, and I was trying to find, it was like a shopping center, and I was trying to find this skate shop that they have there.
Yeah.
And I looked it up on Google, like the just writing the name of the skate shop, and it comes up with all the details automatically. But the details were empty because no one had claimed ownership of the shop on Google. And it said, are you owner of this shop? And I was like, yeah, all right. So now apparently I own this shop.
That's nothing
to
like
Google.
What we're talking about.
Because I thought it'd be like a goof, but now I apparently own a shop.
If it was like true Agent Cody Banks fashion, you'd be running it, right?
Yeah, I'd be committing war crimes.
We need to get some staff. It's your skate shop now.
Fuck, I hope that like, can you please at some point just go into the shop and be like, I actually own this store. Yeah. I've just come to collect my wage.
Why do you know it's like somebody who's not like higher up management? It's just like a... just like a worker there, so that maybe you can claim ownership. Mm,
probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Just wear a fancy
maybe
hat.
There isn't already an owner.
It just exists without anyone running it.
They've just been waiting for someone to claim it. Yeah.
There's a vacuum. There's a power vacuum in the skate shop that you've got to fill.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So, off the bat, Agent Cody Banks, the whole, like, operation is a crime.
So, it's a crime. The ad is a crime.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing is a crime.
Yeah, so I was just writing down crimes that you witness him commit in the actual movie, but there's tons of stuff behind.
You've got a form, and I want to listen. It's so long.
It's pretty long, yeah. I mean, it's very small writing on this page.
Yeah, it's also a tiny page, but
yeah, I mean,
it's like a notebook page, like a notepad page, but slightly bigger, and it's very full.
A5?
A6? It's like a quarter of an A4 page.
Yeah, so
but the writing's very small, so it's basically just like a normal A4 page.
Doesn't go A4, then A5, then A6.
I was trying to do some paper math.
This is what people listen to Plumbing the Death Star. Paper sizes. All right, the first crime is he's riding his skateboard in the street.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's delinquency. Is that a crime?
Well, I mean, we got in trouble for that a little while ago.
Oh, yeah. But that was at nighttime.
And
we're wearing all black clothes.
I think that counts as loitering if you do it at night.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is before he was chasing after the runaway car.
As a civilian.
Okay. So he was just on his way to school riding his skateboard right in the middle of a busy street.
Down the streets of Seattle.
Yeah. Down a steel.
Oh, like on the road?
Yeah, on the road.
Oh, yeah,
on the road.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Is he wearing a helmet?
Yeah, he was, but...
Yes.
And knee pads, I think, but... So, gotcha.
He also wearing, like, leather shoes.
Yeah.
That's like,
really
awesome.
Nice brown leather shoes.
Do we know where he was
tuxedo
going?
He was going to school.
Yeah, he's on his way to school.
But that's when he's going down a big hill and there's a baby. There's a baby in a car, they leave the handbrake off.
I think I've missed the start of the first one.
Well, I thought this was in the second one, but then I remembered, because I was a guest on the Weekly Muniz and we watched... Agent Cody Banks 2, but I just remembered that we watched the start of Agent Cody Banks 1 after that.
Wow. Oh yeah, we did too. Felt like it.
And we were like, we'll watch the start because there's a funny bit or something, and then we ended up watching like the first third of the film.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the beginning, there's a runaway car with a baby in it heading towards an oncoming train. So he has to...
The bay.
What?
It's also heading towards the
bay. Oh, it's headed towards the bay as well as an oncoming train, so it would have gone wet and killed.
Dead and then fell in the sea and we can't get the box.
So Cody has to jump into action and he skates down the hill after this car and he manages to skate faster than a car and catch it. But during that he skates through a construction site.
Yeah, that's
roadworks. And he knocks over a bunch of stuff. Oh, trespassing on government property.
That's two crimes.
That's two
also,
already.
He catches up to the car and he jumps on top and he busts through the sunroof. So he's breaking and entering. Even though he's saving a baby, he's still ruined this person's sunroof.
Yeah, he could have stolen the radio. And bless you.
Thank you.
Sneezy boy.
Is there another one coming?
Then there's not a lot of crimes for a while.
Whoa. Yeah, that's when he gets...
He goes at least 15 minutes without committing a crime.
Well, no, because then Ronica Miles, who's the Agent Cody Banks' handler, walks into the boys' locker room.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crime?
Yeah, and then she pulls, like, the towel off a boy.
Really?
A 14-year-old boy. Don't make fun of Cody, because he started around a girl.
Yeah.
She walks in, and it, like, has the hot in here. That's her theme.
Yeah.
Classic. And...
Yeah, as soon as she walks in, he goes, wait, how does the song start?
It's like, brow, brow, hot and brow,
That's so awesome. Hot.
Yeah.
Jam.
But
yeah.
Also, but then she, yeah, so
what
she
a crime.
Takes the towel off a boy.
And then she coils it up and whips another boy right in the dick.
No, because that guy's like, hey, since you're taking towels, take mine. Another crime. That's sexual harassment, surely. And then she whips him in the dick. Whips him in the feet. And then whips the other kid in the dick.
And then
whips the other kid in the face.
Being sexually harassed?
Like, I guess so.
If you come in and somebody whips your dick, and then you're like, yeah, why did you whip my... Like, this just...
It's self-defense sexual harassment.
Yeah, like...
Sexual harassment self-defense.
You're just sending it back at that point.
But I remember she whips the door of a locker, and the locker swings open and then smacks him in the face. That's probably worse than whipping someone in the face.
Sexual harassment when she walks into the bathroom, the kids' locker room.
Yeah. Further sexual harassment when
counter
she takes a
sexual
towel.
Harassment.
Sexual harassment again, then assault, then sexual harassment, then assault?
Probably.
Yeah, because it's feet, dick, face.
Yeah.
So assault, sexual.
Although I don't think whipping him in the dick's a sexual thing, it's more of an assault thing.
That's true.
I think it probably still counts.
It's just just a vulnerable spot.
Yeah, I guess so. Assault, assault, assault. That's triple assault.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What do those students in that locker room say happened that day?
Really in like leather clad. Like,
oh yeah, her uniform is a red leather suit. With no shirt underneath, and it's like three buttons done up in the middle, and just like a massive cleavage. And
you wouldn't believe what had happened.
When you were
80, you'd be like, no one would have believed. A woman in like a leather porno outfit whipped my penis.
I was 14.
Yeah. Imagine like you take your dick out.
That would mess you up
out, like,
sexually, right? Surely. Oh,
yeah. That would change. I imagine you've got a little red mark on the base of the head for the rest of your life.
Forever.
Yeah. You crave that forever.
Whip my penis. Come on.
You repress that memory, but then you fantasize. Size it about it forever.
Yeah.
You don't know why you're totally into weird red leather jumpsuits and being whipped in the dick. Yeah. So during that scene, it's kind of weird that Ronica Miles just like openly admits that Cody's a secret CIA agent in front of all these kids.
Oh yeah, she totally does that.
So that's like revealing tons of confidential shit right there.
And then they're like, there's a secret code.
Treason, right?
Probably. I mean, it happens a number of times.
Well, like they say, because He walks in and is like, oh, you've been, you know, assigned to this mission or something. I don't know if she says what mission is or anything, but it's very clear he's a secret agent. And then he's like, oh, what? How do I know you're a legit guy? And then she says the secret code they say to each other. But there's like 100 witnesses to the secret code.
And so, also they're just openly talking about how he's a secret agent in the schoolyard after.
Yeah.
I like that we went from delinquency to treason.
Low treason.
Pretty quick.
Mid treason. Only mid treason. Once he actually goes to the CIA base and they debrief him and they tell him everything about the nanobot scheme and everything bad that's happening.
Oh, I'm probably should explain the nanobot scheme.
Nah.
Okay.
It's a scheme involving nanobots.
If you don't know the nanobot scheme, what are you doing?
some evil guy's using nanobots to kill the world.
Yeah, because
he's angry or something.
So Hilary Duff, a.k.a. Natalie Connors, her dad is the... he made these nanobots to clean up oil spills and stuff. And then these evil guys are taking it over to destroy the world and eat all the ships, submarines.
Yeah, yeah.
Submarines. That's the perfect crime.
Yeah. And then so Frankie Muniz has to get close to Natalie Connors because then he has to get close to the dad and figure it out.
Yeah, rather than just getting close to the dad.
Oh, the first one.
They have to seduce his daughter.
Which honestly probably wouldn't achieve what they... Like,
well,
surely
the thing
once
is, the dad's single. Like, just get a hot... Get Ronica Miles to flirt with a dad.
Yeah.
Like, so much more sense.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be flirting. We spoke about this, I'm pretty sure, a few episodes ago.
Totally,
you don't even need to... Why does it always have to be seduction? They could just like...
friends.
Just like...
He's probably lonely. Get like a really nice guy, six pack of beers, be like, hey, let's watch the game.
Let's be mates. Also, while we're watching the game, what's your nanobot?
What's this girl like?
Oh, you might as well just tell me about these nanobots you got right here.
Do you know much about nanobots?
We're good friends, right?
I'm loving the game, boy.
Hey, it was way smaller.
I need to get some brewskis, and where should I look for them? Those nanobots we were talking about earlier.
Boy, I can sure go for a cold case of nanobots, right?
What's that? Nothing or something?
But anyway, as Cody is being debriefed, and he's being given all these useless gadgets. He gets
X-ray goggles. That's another crime. He gets
X-ray goggles and looks at boobies.
Yeah, he gets these are low penetration X-ray goggles. He puts them on, looks right at Ronica Miles' tits, and she goes, ah! Oh! That's sexual harassment again.
I think you mean Frankie Muniz went, ah! Oh my god!
Yeah. Also, when I said ah, I mean she put her hands over her boobs. I did that, but no one can see.
Yeah.
That is a crime.
Yeah, so anyway, he gets given these lame gadgets and X-ray sunnies. And he wants to be given a car, but the guy doesn't give him a car. So he peer pressures this scientist into giving him a rad skateboard. But he doesn't get given the skateboard, so I'm pretty sure that that's embezzlement. I'm pretty sure he's just stealing a skateboard from the CIA.
So they didn't make it especially for him?
No, it's just there. And he's like, give me that skateboard.
I think
he's
it
like,
might have been there. Because he...
Well, no, because he gave Cody the gadgets and he's like, all right.
That's it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Cody's like, oh no, what about my wheels? And he's like, no, that's on a need to drive basis, Cody.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And then,
that's a good line.
Yeah, baby.
Also, I really like that actor that plays the scientist guy.
I hate him.
He's got like a southern accent. He's just a good guy.
I hate his lines really well. I hate him.
It was better than Neville, because in the second one, his gadget guy, Neville, is just the worst character of all time.
Well, that was like something out of just an entirely other movie.
He lives in a, I don't know if he lives there, but his secret lab is in the, because it's in the UK.
Yeah.
And he's in the Jack the Ripper tour. He just lives in the Jack the Ripper tour. And you pull a little lever and you go down, and then he's stupid and
suddenly
smart at the
same
time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really dumb.
Got it. Yeah, because there's one part where something catches fire, and he's like, ooh, fire! And he goes, ooh, pretty colors.
Yeah, it's like he's like he's never seen fire before, even though he's a scientist.
Yeah. God, he sucks.
Yeah, it's awful.
But he's also one of the best parts of the film. And the worst.
Yeah,
it's the classic Neville juxtaposition.
Yes.
More crimes.
Okay, more crimes.
We're about 15 deep already.
Yeah, it's like...
And surprisingly, embezzlement and treason have popped up already.
Real early.
That's unsurprising.
Unsurprising, though, is sexual harassment is leading the charge with about 7 of the 15.
And that's not even half the sexual harassment.
It's like so much more sexual harassment. That's just like casual dialogue, and they bring up like treason, sexual harassment, embezzlement just through their normal conversation.
In the locker room scene, when he's whipping, like, they're children.
Yeah, she's
I don't really explore, but
kid wangs.
Yeah, that's got to be way worse, right? That's like...
Yeah, assaulting a minor.
Yeah. That's so much worse than I sort of thought it was.
It's terrible. It's just proper, like, see a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist doesn't believe you.
Psychiatrist's like, whoa, my God.
Yeah, sure. Secret
Who was
walked
this?
In and whipped you in the dick. Okay.
That's
your
a
psychiatrist,
psychiatrist
just takes their license.
Whatever. Like...
Psychiatrist takes their license off the board and just like throws it in the bin.
I'm done. I quit my career. I'm not prepared for this. Anyway, it goes for a while.
Yeah.
Hayden, if you have any
crimes
that happened during that sequence?
I was looking at this nifty business card, so I wasn't actually listening to what you
were
talking
about. Okay, well, anyway, he goes to the same high school that Natalie goes to, which is not illegal.
No, that isn't
you're
a crime.
Correct.
He does get into like a real hectic fight with that guy that keeps bullying.
Oh yeah, 100. No, so he gets given this watch by the
The
Q. Mm. And he doesn't really. He gives it his watch, and he goes, "If you press this silver button, you go," bzzz, and then that's all he explains it as.
Yeah,
and then. Yeah, he just electrocutes the shit out of this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have killed this
guy. Real bad.
Like, that kid, like, we're supposed to hate him because he's, like, your typical Chad of a bully.
Yeah.
But, like, from his perspective, he's like, here's my girl, Hillary Duff, mad.
Get off my girl.
Please don't hassle my girl. Why did you electrocute me?
Yeah.
What are you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lucky he finds out what he is later on when Veronica explains to everyone in the locker room that... He's a secret agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah. You just need to observe him for like 15 minutes and he'll see that he's a secret agent.
See him climbing up a wall or something.
Yeah, he just like pulls out his super skateboard. Yeah.
When he arrives, I think I'm skipping ahead a bunch, but he arrives at like this fancy party, where he's going to go and
Natalie's birthday party.
Yeah, so that's the one. The part of his mission is to get invited to the party and then snoop around and get the nanobots.
What's his explanation for arriving in the fancy car?
He just has a fancy car. What does he even get that car? I can't remember.
Just before he goes to the party, they just are like, oh, by the way, have this Ferrari. He's like, oh, sweet. All right.
That's a good low profile.
Yeah. Because he's supposed to
keep
be like...
Keep your head down in this Ferrari.
His explanation is that he's from like a really poor family, but he's like a child prodigy. But he's got like a Ferrari and a tuxedo.
And a cool BMW skateboard. Yeah. The skateboard's BMW, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know they did skateboards. But yeah, sure.
I guess.
And at that party, it might even be the same bully, but he punches a guy in the back of the head and throws him in a pool.
Yeah.
King hits the bully and then tries to drown him.
He did that
him.
Twice to two people.
Yeah. So, but they didn't drown.
They both swim out. I realized last night that they actually swim out of the pool.
Oh,
so it's only
good.
Attempted murder.
Yeah.
Why does he attack them from memory? Because he uses his spy training. He makes it real clear.
Yeah,
because
the guys are being
spy.
Rude to him, so he kills them.
Yeah, or tries to at least.
That's
what happens if you make a kid a secret agent when he's 14.
Oh, that
just
got me good.
Murdering children. Yeah, he's murdering.
He's too full of hormones to
licensed,
be a secret agent.
Licensed to kill children.
That's one thing we haven't really explored. Also, it just reminds me. Agent Cody Banks himself is so whiny and like,
oh, yeah.
But I'm a secret agent.
Oh, man.
Where's my car?
Like, Jesus,
give me your
kid.
Skateboard.
Yeah. He literally gets given $1,000 cash.
$5,000 cash. I watched it last night.
Oh, just before given, like, complaining about not having enough shit. They just, like, give him a roll of money.
And then he goes, what's this for?
I want that. Yeah.
Like, frankly, if you were the agency, you would be like, let's get another kid. Like, what was so good about
it? Or just, like...
He just lives nearby.
He was top of his class in camp when he trained. Also, he lives right
He lives nearby Natalie.
Well, he lives in Seattle, and she's in downtown Seattle.
I guess.
In a prep school.
Yeah.
And I guess because they're keeping it a secret from the parents, they can't just relocate a kid.
Yeah.
Hang on, I just realized...
Mm-hmm.
Cody Banks, like, parents are supposed to be, like, pretty poor, right?
They're not poor. They're medium.
Yeah, but, like,
on the road, yeah.
Is Cody getting paid to be a CIA agent?
Does he just keep the money?
They just gave him $5,000, but that was, like, it. He's not actually making tons of money. Like, surely that would go to his parents.
I don't know.
Can you legally pay a child? That's a crime.
Can you pay a child soldier? I know you can have them as slaves, but...
is paying them all right? Well, does he get minimum wage?
Like, I guess you get like 15 or like...
Wait, he's $14.
$14. You work at the movies. How much does a 14-year-old get at the movies?
Yeah.
You can't hire a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah. You can 14 in 9 months. Isn't that the...
I know that at the cinema company I work for, you have to be 15. But that might have something to do with the Australian rating system.
Of course. Yeah. Well, how much does a 15-year-old get paid?
I got $10.11 an hour when I was 15, but that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think it's now like $11.80 or something.
Jeez, that's bad.
Yeah, so what if he's making minimum wage?
Yeah, $11.80 to fight crime.
That's an hour, though. Like, yeah, not a day. Yeah. I got that. Yeah. Well, actually, if he's 14, it could be work experience. He could be getting like...
Oh, my God, definitely.
$5
a day. $5
a day. Oh, my God.
Wow. Agent Cody Banks.
And how long does the plot of the film go for? Like 2 weeks max?
Well, it has to be, isn't it? Two
but
weeks
he's
max before
in,
it's
in the...
he made $70 in this film. He killed more people than dollars he made.
That's real good.
That's hectic. That is hectic. I'm trying to think of other crimes at that birthday party because I know it's just riddled with them. What gift does he get?
He gets super expensive necklace.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He gives her the necklace, but there's a tracker in it.
That's illegal.
That's a crime.
Yeah.
But
stalking.
It's in the course of spying. It doesn't count as stalking if you're a spy.
Wait, is espionage a crime? I think it is.
Yeah. No, it's a profession.
I think it's a crime if you're doing espionage in the other country.
Yeah.
You know? It's crime for them, but it's not for... country you're from.
Like, I'm sure in like a trial, like if he was like, hey, I did it so that I could get the nanobots to stop them eating all the submarines.
Oh yeah, be like, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
But also he keeps calling her and leaving weird messages and breathing very heavily.
Okay. Yeah.
Well
yeah.
That's that's not like signed off by the
agency. Like, sort of stalking and just harassing.
Yeah, that was like really freaky watching that because like he just called up Natalie to ask if he could go to her birthday party, but then he just breathes really heavily. Much like what Hayden's doing right now through her phone. She's like, hello? Who's there? Hello? It's just heavy breathing, which is like a token harassment thing. It's the first thing you think of when you hear harassment.
So they're like, look, we got Agent Cody. So like, let's imagine for a second, we're the
really
spy agency.
That,
yeah, yeah.
Right? And we got Agent Cody Banks coming in. We're like, we're going to use this kid. We're going to send him to the party. We're going to get him to flirt with Natalie.
Yep.
We're like, man, we've taught him, you know, he's got to be a spy. So let's not just teach him the physical side of things, because being a spy is about actually spying.
Yeah.
Why did he never receive, why did we as the agency never give Agent Cody Banks any of like the necessary materials to actually blend in and spy?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to teach him how to talk to girls with a sexy hologram.
Like, let's get six people at once. They can just all talk to him in one go.
Yeah, they should have covered it at Camp Woody. Because at Camp Woody... all they do is they learn how to defuse bombs.
Yeah.
How to like scuba dive and
kayak.
Stuff. How to like, oh yeah, power kayak. Oh no, that's the weird surfboard thing in the thing.
Yeah.
In the gadget land.
And also play capture the flag.
Oh yeah. And
class.
Hardcore capture the flag.
Yeah. Where he kicks kids in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another crime?
Yeah, but that's a sequel. So we're not on that yet.
We'll get to that. But like, yeah, so like, surely that's part of being a spy is not like being a creepy weirdo when you're trying to...
Yeah.
I don't know. I
feel like that they teach, like, it's more an army camp than a spy camp.
Yeah.
They teach him how to be like a soldier, but they don't teach him how to be a spy. Because they're not like, hey, don't be a fucking idiot. That should be lesson one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you'd think, so we're the agency, and we have Agent Cody Banks, or, because he's close, and that's nice. Or, like, on the other side of America, we got this, like, fucking Romeo kid.
Yeah.
That we're like, he is, whoa, what a charmer.
Yeah, but he's not as good as karate.
Like, how much karate are we going to need for this mission? Yeah.
Well, how many kids has he knocked out and thrown into a pool before? Yeah.
Depends how rude they are.
I feel like it's the kind of thing where I'm like, guys, I mean, like, I'm looking at the mission. We're just not going to need that much karate. And he's like, oh, you never know.
You never know when karate comes in.
Or we'll electrocute a bully. You don't know. You
what if there's bullies?
Guys, I don't think we need to give him really any gadgets. We just send him in.
Actually, that's a good like, he just. Why do they give him x-ray specs? Like, yeah. Why do they think they would need?
What's he looking for?
Does he use them in the film? No. I can't remember, but they're low penetration, so it's not that they can look through walls.
It's basically designed for seeing titties.
Well, he does that at the party as well.
Yeah, he does that at the party.
He puts it at the party and looks at all these, like, 14-year-olds, like, underwear.
Agent Cody Banks.
Yeah. Oh, but then they put on the parental lock so it blurs all the bras and undies.
But also it's got like goggles, cameras in it, so the people in the van can see what he's seeing through the x-ray specs. So all these adults in the van are seeing all these naked children.
Yeah, I remember
children.
That scene because everybody's like, ah, oh, come on, Cody. Like,
yeah, get it together, Cody.
Which
you're
is like,
dog.
Again, he's your fucking field agent. Don't be like, ah, gee. Imagine if James Bond was out there and like went to sneaky jerk off in a closet. They're not going to be like, gee whiz, James Bond.
But I mean, he doesn't have a lot of sex, so it's kind of...
Yeah, but that's always at the end of his mission. All to
that's
get
when he's done. He's off the job.
Because M's always trying to call him, being like, good job, 007. And
well,
he's like,
done, Bond. And he's like, time to have sex with the horse lady from The Horse James Bond. Remember that horse James Bond?
No. Horse James Bond.
He's got to stop a horse race or start a horse race. Or something.
Which one is that? It's a Roger Moore.
It's all horse based.
What do you mean, horse woman?
She's not a
half
horse,
half woman.
It's like a centaur lady.
It's the seducer's centaur.
That's my favorite Bond
this
film.
Mission is important to the British crown. Fuck this set. But anyway, it's unprofessional, I guess, is my problem with
I suppose.
Cody Banks' operation.
Yeah,
it's not illegal, but he'd get fired.
He would be out of the agency like that.
Yes.
They'd probably shoot him in the back of the head, bury him in a
ditch. He did get out of it. Didn't he get fired? Didn't he become a rogue agent?
Yeah, and then he got hired again.
What does he get fired for, though? Because it's not any of these crimes.
Yeah, it's something...
No, because he blows his cover at the party later on.
Oh, probably because he karate chops everyone into a pool.
Yeah.
Electrocuted a bully.
Why is it fine for Veronica to just blow his cover?
She's a better agent.
She's an adult.
Oh, yeah. Right, my mistake.
Because, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So, she's sexy.
Oh. Hot damn.
So hot and...
But when... Oh, sorry. No, you go.
Yeah. How does he blow his cover? Does he tell Hillary Duff? He's like, I'm a spy.
I think so, yeah.
He does it at the very end once she's been captured by the bad guy. She finds out. But I think that he... They just, like, get pissed off at him because, like, you've karate chopped enough bullies for us to assume that you've probably blown your cover by now.
People know.
So you're off the case.
Most 14-year-olds can't electrocute other 14-year-olds.
Yeah, they don't normally do that.
I don't know if you remember high school. Well, it's middle school because it's America.
But
very little electrocuting.
Yeah, I can
count the
not remember a single time I was electrocuted when I was a young boy.
I was electrocuted when I was 18.
I mean, I remember another joke shock hand.
Another 18-year-old.
I just bought a taser to my party and it was in my dream. I was just getting tased.
What the
God,
fuck?
It was a good time.
Happy birthday.
You were there for that. No, we weren't there in the treehouse.
I didn't witness that, but I was probably...
Oh, wait, that wasn't a joke?
No, that happened.
Oh.
How was tasered? It?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a taser, but it was like one of the little shocky... I mean, one of the... I don't know what you even call them. One of the spikes has the electricity going to them. One of them was just a nail. So I don't know how legit it was as a taser.
Yeah, probably so, not.
A homemade taser.
Yeah,
basically.
I think so.
How'd it feel?
It was all right. Wasn't that bad.
You feel alive?
Yeah.
Do you have powers?
I actually felt like I could run really fast.
That's good.
Actually, you know, that happens because I've got an electric shock at work because I
just have so much energy, right?
Yeah. And you have it just heaps of energy and then all of a sudden it goes and I went from like, and you do it like operating at like 280% to about 20% and had a massive headache. It was like I just drained all my energy.
Yeah, I got electrocuted when I jumped over an electric fence.
Yeah.
And it got me right like on the inner thigh.
Oh, no.
So it really hurt, but I just ran all the way home.
It superpowered your legs for a bit.
It was great.
That's so good.
Yeah, he was doing those bullies a favor. In this
Oh man, he was supercharging the bully.
I know, he should have electrocuted the bully. The bully just slams him in the mouth. Yeah. He
like hulks out and throws him out a window or something.
That's sick.
So after your boy, Agent Cody Banks, blows his cover. He's a rogue agent. He goes and
that's 100% illegal. Then you can't be a
rogue
agent.
No, that's crime.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody numero.
That's crime city.
I mean, I'd assume.
What's the actual crime for that? Is it just vigilanteism?
Vigilanteism. Anything he does would not be covered. So like stuff like just espionage, which would be fine.
Just spying without a license.
Yeah, espionage, trespassing, murder. Countless murder, at least 50 murders.
Yeah, he blows up the whole complex, right?
Yeah.
Jesus like Christ. many of the scientists escape, but not all of them.
Because like,
so he's a rogue agent at the end of the film.
In that last fight, he becomes an agent afterwards.
Yeah,
so they probably like pardon all that stuff, but like while that's happening, he's not a CIA agent. He's just a kid.
Just a regular 14-year-old.
He kills a lot of people as a 14-year-old. Normal 14-year-old.
Jesus.
Just your run-of-the-mill 14-year-old kid.
Yeah, jeez.
Commit a lot of murders.
Yeah.
And he convinces an actual just 14-year-old kid to put a nanobot in someone's mouth.
No, she decides to do that on her own.
Yeah,
I think it was independent.
It was just, in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Just murder a guy from the inside out.
Yeah.
Just one of the most horrible ways you could possibly die.
Yeah, agonizing death.
That's fucked. Yeah. There's a lot of crimes in Agent Cody Banks.
He tries to sacrifice himself from memory, yeah? Or not tries, but he's like, I'll go back and do the thing. I'll see you guys
probably.
Out there.
I can't remember. I fell asleep when I tried to watch it the other night.
My question was going to be like, what if he had died? What would the agencies tell the parents?
Which is a good question for a general spy.
Yeah.
Frankie's leg, oh, sorry, Cody's leg got blown off. It's like, he fell over at prep school.
Yeah. Do they say he's going to a prep school or a space camp?
No, it's prep school. He goes to the same school as Natalie Connors.
That's right. The cover is that he gets a fancy scholarship.
Mm. Yeah, for free and everything's all covered.
Your child died. Can we see the body?
Nah. No, it's full of bullet holes. Oh, it was an accident at science class. Experimenting with guns.
Yeah, that's a good point. Unless they signed a death waiver and just didn't know. Again, maybe. Like on the other side of the your kid is going to spy school gotcha form. It just says this is also a death waiver.
I don't care if he dies.
Yeah,
they accidentally signed a death certificate. Of kin.
Yeah, I don't need to see the body. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Maybe they kill the parents as well.
Yeah,
just clean up everything. Probably.
Well, they get the big team. He has a big team of people that do his chores. They can just get that guy and then the whole team kill the family.
Agent Cody Banks has a
crime scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, Agent Cody Banks has a brother that he lets in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's stupid. That's like, revealing confidential government information. Because he just says, hey, by the way, brother, I'm a CIA agent. His brother doesn't believe him.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
Like, he said it.
He gives him, like, a little spy BlackBerry, though.
Yeah, and like, $1,000.
Does he give his brother a K? That's great.
No, he doesn't, does he?
Yeah, he gives him a huge wad of cash to keep quiet. It's like, keep your mouth shut.
How do you explain that to your parents?
Oh, God. I don't, when this all
comes
out...
Where'd you get $1,000 from?
My brother.
Your son, a spy.
Speaking of contingency plans, what happens when Agent Cody Banks is like 18? How long... Because eventually, his parents are going to find out he's a spy.
Yeah.
That's just guaranteed.
We wrote a fan fiction about it, and he just continues to be an agent.
Yeah.
What happened to his parents in our fan fiction?
They die pretty horribly.
Oh, yeah, they die horribly. A lot of people die horribly in our fan fiction.
Yeah.
Well, that keeps up with the
theme of the film.
Agent Cody Banks.
Yeah.
Like, does anyone get eaten from the inside out?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Most people get eaten from the inside out, actually.
So many people get eaten from the inside out. That's one of the... in the second film, there's a... One of his gadgets, Cody Banks' gadgets, is a pack of Mentos that's actually bombs, and he licks them and puts them on stuff. And we have one where he throws one of them in Derek's mouth, the handler from the second one, and he blows up because he swallows.
And then he throws a nanobot ice cube down Matthew Perry's mouth.
Yeah, Matthew Perry's in our fan fiction also.
Yeah,
listen to the Weekly Mutas.
We wrote a pentilogy of Cody Banks.
We got five. Because there's trouble in Iraq.
There's trouble in Iraq, and then... mix up in Moscow.
Yeah, then Journey to Japan.
And then Journey to Japan, which is the final one. And then there's a spin-off because everyone dies except Cody's little brother, whose name's Alex, but he renames himself Alex Bangs, and then the director. And they become roommates in Bangs and the director, and it's kind of like...
Also the mind-controlled dog from the second
one. Oh,
yeah,
the mind-controlled dog's in it.
I forgot there was a mind-controlled dog.
Yeah. He drinks. He pours scotch he gives it to the guy, yeah. And then Cody Banks in a chimney with a little camera, and he goes, "Thirsty dog."
Blown away by that.
It's the best moment.
Also, the dog plays piano as well.
And the dog plays piano.
Which isn't a crime in the traditional sense. I think we can all agree. Like, falls under that.
No, sure. It's definitely a faux pas.
It's animal cruelty, surely, to make a dog pour you scotch and play piano.
Also, the dog would be under the legal drinking age and wouldn't have an RSA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
An RSA.
If it's getting paid.
Yeah.
As an aside. Do you reckon we could, like, teach dogs to bring us drinks? Like, as a society, we just...
My dad did that. He got a dog, and he got a rope on the fridge.
That's amazing.
The dog pulled the rope, the fridge open, got him a beer.
That's awesome.
That is the most incredible thing I've ever heard. Yeah,
that's
the best.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. That dog's name was Bong, also.
Oh, Bong. Man. That story just got ruled. Better. Fuck me.
All right, so have we finished off the crimes?
Oh,
not
even like halfway.
So many crimes.
Buckle up, baby.
Let's do a speed round of crimes.
Yeah. Okay, so spying with that necklace thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Trespassing and vandalism / breaking and entering when he sneaks into Natalie's dad's lab.
Yep.
Attempted murder times two.
The karate chops kids.
Oh, the karate chops the bull, yeah. Sure.
Assault times at least six when he karate chops all the bullies. He's at a diner later and he assaults four people.
Just in a diner?
In a diner.
When he's
having a milkshake with Natalie, but then the henchman comes. It's like a...
Means
the scene
that
doesn't...
self-defense. That's not a crime.
I suppose so, but it still does it.
If they're coming for you, yeah.
Revealing confidential info when he tells his brother that he's...
Yeah.
A spy.
That's treason.
Yeah.
That's treason.
That's mid to high treason.
That's mid treason.
Yeah.
High treason, I feel like, is if
high
like
treason
you
is murdering the queen.
Yeah.
I think only. I don't think you can do any other kinds of high treason.
Oh, is that it?
That's the only.
I think war crimes against your country count as high treason as well.
No. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Good okay. So there's no high treason in this film.
No, just basic mid.
Maybe the next one, but I don't know. He sneaks into the CIA base once he's been fired as an agent. He sneaks
in. That's treason again.
That's treason, trespassing, all sorts of stuff. Grand Theft Auto because he steals a jet ski.
Oh, yeah,
no, is it a
oh no, he steals it. He steals
a snowmobile.
A sweet yeah. no, a super snowboard.
No, but it is a super snowboard. Yeah. Because then he ends up stuck in a tree like a dickhead.
Yeah, like a fucking
and
loser.
And then his handler arrives in her stupid fucking hover machine.
Yeah.
And he's like, hop on, it's fine.
And then he tries to hop on face first into her boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
she's way too sympathetic with
sexual
that.
Yeah, she's like, haha, come on, turn
me and you are mates now,
Cody.
Oh,
you're so horny.
I mean, she experiences that kid. All the time. Mm. So.
Well, yeah. She whipped a child's penis. Like,
not
everybody's innocent.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto. Then, since he's not an agent, he goes to that evil guy's base, and there's a sign that says, "Caution, no trespassing." And then guess what he bloody does?
He trespasses.
I like
that sign's up there, even though that base is like in the fucking top
of the
mountain.
It's in like the Himalayas. Yeah.
Who's it to? Hikers?
I guess.
Who's hiking?
Bears?
Yeah, animals. Bears. Animals and things.
Yetis.
There's assault, but there's a funny joke here where he uses this super snowboard to burn someone's bum.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he just writhes in pain and tries to put his bum out.
And the guy's like bouncing up and down on his bum.
Yeah.
And it's really funny.
That'd be horrible.
You call that arson.
Duncan's done it.
Cheers, everyone. Thank you. We can end the episode now. It's all right. Electrocution times two with his watch.
A good?
Is once he's already in, he electrocutes two guys at the same time.
Yeah,
I mean that's like nothing compared to what he's done.
Yeah. I mean it all adds up together. Like,
no. When you go to court, they're not like you killed a guy, but you also stabbed another man. He didn't die, so we're not going to worry about that because relatively, that's not
this
that
is,
bad.
You only get charged for your worst crime.
So to get away with any crime, just commit a worse crime.
Exactly. Yeah. Kill the queen, and then you're pretty much good for anything else.
Good advice.
Yeah. He plants bombs all around that guy's base.
Yeah.
So that's arson.
Terrorism, probably.
Also, reckless endangerment because there's innocent people in there.
Actually, yes. That's what espionage would be if you're not allowed. It would be terrorism.
Yeah, true.
For sure.
Yeah. So Agent him being a Cody terrorist.
Yeah.
Terrorist
Cody Banks, too. Makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it
for the first thing?
No, there's a few more.
It's hard to top terrorism.
Reckless endangerment, murder, at least two murders.
At least two murders.
You see two murders on screen.
Two visible murders.
But
wait, who does he proper murder?
One of the random scientists.
How does he murder him? Oh, does he like throw him down the thing?
He throws him into like a conveyor belt full of those nanobot ice cubes.
Oh yeah.
And you don't see him die, but it's like, come on.
He can't not die from that.
Yeah. He's, also mad. this is one that I didn't count on the list, but attempted murder when he punches the henchman in the face and then throws him off the railing into an explosion.
Oh yeah.
He lives.
He didn't die.
He lives. No, he's alive.
Oh, that's right.
And
then they have the weird.
We'll get to that.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, that's attempted murder there. But he must murder at least like ten people.
Minimum.
Definite minimum.
It's a bloodbath.
Yeah,
it's awful. It's an absolute bloodbath.
He's not hailed as a hero when he comes back. It's like the Himalaya massacre.
Jesus Christ, dude. I mean, like, he's dead, but god damn.
Jeez.
I mean,
you got him, Agent Cody Banks. But
I mean,
like,
you saved slightly more people than you actually killed.
Yeah,
during
exactly.
His mission.
The ratio here, it's not good, Cody.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, but it's not good.
Yeah. It's even.
That's why they send him to London, because they're like, you're reckless, Cody.
Yeah, that'd be someone else's problem.
Yeah, so after that, he murders at least like 10 people and blows up private property as a sovereign citizen.
Plus also, like, it's the Himalayas. Like, that's a proper, it's like an environmental
yeah,
crime
like,
here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Somewhere
he probably kills
kind of...
tons of native animals.
Yeah, like, sets forests
sure,
on fire.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
Landslides and
yeah,
chaos.
Yeah.
It's an ecological disaster.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah. It's probably changed the climate.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's eco-terrorism.
I think we can
That's
add
against
eco-terrorism.
The Geneva Convention.
Jesus.
Yeah, so eco-terrorism.
Jesus.
Yeah, so counting all of that, it's like crazy. It's like 15 life sentences.
Mm. So, all right. So that's all of them now?
The epilogue. There's a couple things in the epilogue.
Okay.
Even after the story, there's a few crimes. So they're like, they're back and they're fine and they're cool with, you know,
and
all the crimes. And he's like, you're back as an agent. You're too good, Cody.
Yeah.
We've given you your agent status back for some reason. And he's like walking through the CIA base, but then just like casually bumps into the henchman that he supposedly killed earlier in the film. But he's not in like a cell. He's in like... this weird restraint where he's got like,
it's like a crucifix,
a buckle around his neck,
yeah.
A buckle around each arm, a buckle around his legs, and a buckle around his torso,
and
he's
like
spread out like a starfish in this weird.
Were they torturing him?
It's cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
He didn't do anything that bad.
He's not even that.
He was just
good.
A big muscly guy for a terrorist.
He's not even. He's not like an escape artist or anything.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Just come a regular cell.
Yeah.
He's not magic.
He's actually a wizard.
Good work apprehending that wizard, Cody.
That's who we really wanted.
He just chose not to use magic, but he could do it.
Trust me.
The nanobots are like a side thing. We need this wizard in the CIA headquarters.
To be crucified.
To crucify a wizard.
Fuck, that's mad. All right.
Yeah.
So in summary, worst
no,
crime...
Wait.
Oh my God.
More
crimes.
Don't be so hasty, John.
I'm sorry.
There's one more.
Okay.
One final
a
crime.
A final crime.
After everyone in the CIA is applauding him at once,
yeah.
Giving him a standing ovation for saving most of the world.
Yeah. And killing the rest.
Killing the rest of it, yeah. Keith David, the director of the CIA, says, Cody, you're a good kid. You're the best agent we've ever had. If there's anything we can do for you, then you just say the word and we'll do it. And so he says, well, there is one thing. And then it jump cuts to him driving it on the freeway with Natalie, and he's falsified her driver's license. He's found a way, like a loophole, so that she can get a driver's license
oh,
without passing
right.
a test. And she's like crashing into cars everywhere and shit.
Jesus.
And so that's probably the last crime of the film.
That's a lot of crimes.
Falsifying government documents.
That's a good way to end it.
Yeah.
It's a good bookend to the crimes
nice
movie that is Agent Cody Banks.
Crime full stop.
Yeah.
So, in summary,
mm-hmm.
worst crime he commits is either eco-terrorism
or
murder.
Mid-treason.
Mid-treason, eco-terrorism, and murder.
I think blowing up the base is the worst thing.
Yeah.
Because so that's eco-terrorism and murder.
Yeah.
It's all of them.
It's
everything.
It's probably mass murder.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can probably count that as mass
yeah.
murder. Yeah.
Surprisingly, the most common crime, sexual harassment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. yeah.
And, like, I mean, it's the easiest one to commit, so why not?
Wait, what?
It's easier than murder.
I think the easiest crime in this movie is skateboarding on the street on the right.
Because there's no like moral dilemma about that. You don't need to be a bad person. Where I feel like sexual harassment, that's you need to be a bad bloke.
It's coming from all angles. Yeah, everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
That's the like culture of the agency. It's fine if they're like, here's some titty goggles. Ogle some titties, but we have a parent lock because we know you're gonna ogle titties.
Yeah.
Like, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
The whole thing should be
shut down.
We're
not even going to tell you not to do it. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it and we'll stop you when it happens.
Don't use it for anything constructive at all in the film. Just ogle boobies.
He tries to look for something, but it's low penetration stuff, so I wouldn't even see it.
I know. Yeah. Like, it's going to literally just see through. Like, maybe it was used for, like,
he can see through glass.
He can see through one layer of clothes. Like, that's it.
He can see through glass.
Maybe for concealed weapons? Was that the intent of it?
Like, oh, maybe, actually.
Gone. He does see that at one point, yeah.
But then that only counts if, like, it's you're just wearing one t-shirt. It's tucked under that.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think it's meant to be, like, in jackets and shit. Okay. You know how henchmen always have guns in jacket pockets?
In their shiny, kind of, like, maroon-ish leather jacket.
And
then they're,
like, they have ankle holsters as well.
Yeah. Knives
and shit.
Yeah.
But as all 14-year-olds would use it for, I guess.
He just ogled titties.
And on that note, before we do that, Hayden, Duncan, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah. Our podcast,
The Weekly Munez. The Weekly Munez, it's on Podbean.
Yep.
It's on iTunes.
Yep.
And others that Podbean does for us, but I don't know which ones they are.
Probably Omni, maybe? No,
it's not Omni. We have to figure that out ourselves. The rest of them, someone listens to it on one of them. I can't remember what it's called. theweeklymunez.com is our new website, and it just gives you links to those things I just mentioned.
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep, you can send us an email if you want as well.
Oh, yeah, email us.
What's your email address?
Oh, it's theweeklymunez@gmail.com. And also, like, this next episode we're going to be doing
is a real
good one. It might not be the next one, the one after the next one. It'll be soon. About when's this going to be released?
Couldn't tell you.
Who knows?
Cool. So maybe it's already out. Maybe it's out soon. And we're going to watch this animated Choose Your Own Adventure DVD. It stars Frankie Muniz and William H. Macy, and they're trying to find a Yeti. And it has 11 different possible endings, and they have to make a new decision every 3 to 6 minutes.
God, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be the best episode ever. So
we're
going
to dedicate an entire episode to
and then just don't listen to anything else.
Yeah.
Just that one.
Phenomenal.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Hayden.
I've been Duncan.
Bye.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.